Blog Talk Radio. Here we go. Welcome to today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Mr. Frank Williams. Hey, thank you guys for tuning in. Those who are listening via cell phone, thank you. And those who are listening live via my show page online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. Good morning and welcome. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Lock that number in so you'll be able to go right to it at showtime. 818-301-5834. You know, today is a very, very nice day. It's not quite as warm as it's going to be yet. It's going to get up to 75 today. Right now it's about 64, okay? And the sun's popping in and popping out, But I believe it's going to be a very, very nice day. So I hope you have a great day at work. If you're at work, I hope you have a great evening tonight. It's Friday, right? It's Friday. And a lot goes on Friday, okay? Now, one thing that doesn't happen anymore are parties. You know, people used to have when we were growing up in the early to mid to late 80s. We used to have parties on Friday night, right? But now, in this day and age, when there's you have to work all the time and all this kind of stuff, you're working 6 days a week sometimes. Some people working 7 days a week sometimes. Fridays are not the best days for parties anymore. Parties now are on Saturday night. I'm doing my party Saturday night. You know, everybody wants to do it on Saturday night because Fridays now are so tough on everyone, okay? But Friday is the best night to have a party. If you have a party on I don't know how I got to this, but if you have a party on a Friday night, you know, then people have a chance to recover on Saturday and then have a great day on Sunday and then be ready to go back to work on Monday. And that was the premise of Friday night parties. So, if you guys are out there and you're thinking about having a party on a Saturday, think about having it on Friday, people there. All right? I don't know how I got off on that, but I guess I was just talking about Friday. All right? Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA On Duty can help you with any and all of your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And make sure that when you contact them, you let them know that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Okay? Make sure you do that. All right? Now, again, the call-in number is 818-301-5834. Now, guys, you can follow me on Facebook at, you can search for The Frank Williams Show on Facebook. Become friends of the show there. You can also follow us on Twitter. We're on Twitter at The Frank W Show. Twitter at The Frank W Show. You can also follow us, of course, online on my show page at blogtalkradio.com/ The Frank Williams Show. Okay? So those are some good ways to stay in touch with the show. And whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or Blog Talk Radio, you should never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Okay? And again, guys, thank you for joining the show. Now, as I said on the last couple of episodes that I've done, I'm into something new now here on the show. I'm doing a word of the day, okay? And today's word of the day is egregious. Egregious. And egregious means outstandingly bad. Shocking. Okay? And that's all there is for the word. And you know, that was an egregious call in the basketball game. That means that it was outstandingly bad, or it was a shocking call, right? That's what egregious means. So, like I said, it was an egregious call in the basketball game last night. And so that's an egregious, you know, I was thinking it was spelled with an A, A-G-G-R-E, but it's actually E-G-R-E-G-I-O-U-S. E-G-R-E-G-I-O-U-S. It's an E, not an A. 1G, not 2G. I had the rest of it right, but except for the E-G, I had A-G-G. But that's okay. I mean, it, you know, we still found the word, and now we know the meaning of egregious, outstandingly bad. So now you can start using another big word in your vocabulary. You have that. And that's the deal here, is to put a every time I have the show, you can put a new word into your vocabulary. All right? That's the way we do it. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in and give your opinion on today's topic. And today's episode is entitled, and I wanted to do this because it just happened to me, not today, but yesterday, okay? And today's episode is called The Gas Station and Convenience Store Hustlers. Don't you hate them? I mean, I hate to see these guys or girls. And you know what's going on, right? And I'm sure you've been in this situation. I'm sure everyone has. They've stopped to get gas or gone into a convenience store for a drink or a bite to eat or whatever. Or even the liquor store. I mean, some liquor stores have these hustlers standing out front. So when you go in the store or you come out of the store, when you come out of the store, that's usually when they approach you. Because going in the store, you spent the money that you're going to spend, and you come out, they know that you probably have some type of change from your spending, okay, whether it's a dollar or whatever it is, and they're going to ask you for it. Right? Now, and I've come to the point now that I'm beginning to hate these guys. Because some people are legitimately out there trying to stay afloat. And then there's some people out there who are hustling you, just trying to get your money, and they're trying to get as much money as they can each day. Okay? So here, you know, here's my scenario. And I'm going to give a couple of them because I've had a lot of people approach me. I don't know why, but I have had a lot of people approach me asking for money. Okay? And to start off with, when someone asks you, do you have any spare change? What is spare change? I don't know what spare change is. I don't have any spare change. All my money is needed. Okay? I don't have any to spare. Right? All of my money is needed. I'm not a millionaire. All my money is needed. So I don't have any spare change. Right? So here's the deal. On day before yesterday, I pull in the Quick Trip and get gas, pump my gas, right? So I see this car pull in the pump right behind me, okay? A white little car. It pull in the pump right behind me. And the guy gets out of the car. And I noticed that the trunk is open, it's half open, and there's something stuffed in the trunk of his car. So, you don't want to stare at people. So I kind of shot to him at the, in my peripheral vision while I'm pumping gas. Y'all with me? So I pump my gas. I finish pumping my gas, and I'm putting my gas cap on, and I see him start to walk towards my car. Okay? Now I'm thinking either the guy's going in the store or he's coming to me to ask me something. And of course I'm thinking he's going to ask me for money. Okay? Yeah. I mean, I hate this because it gives you an uneasy feeling, okay, when this happens. It gives you an uneasy feeling, and that's why I don't like it, all right? So he starts to walk toward my car. Now, unlike these domestic cars, my foreign car has the gas on the right side of the car. The opposite side of the driver, okay? So I have to go around my car to put gas in. So after I put gas in, I have to walk around the car to get in, right? So this guy's walking towards me, and I'm going to get in my car, and he says, hey, can you spare a couple of dollars so I can get some gas? I'm trying to get to Powder Springs. And I'm thinking, I'm looking at the guy, trying to, I don't know what you call it, I'm trying to decipher what his deal is. Or I'm trying to figure out if he's a dope head or an alcoholic or whatever, you know, just hustling me for my money. And I gather that he was maybe a drug user, right? Dope head. Because his teeth were all messed up and, you know, his hair wasn't combed. He had on a jacket and his collar was all bent out of shape. So I told him, nah, I just used my car to get gas. I don't have any cash. I just got off work. I'm headed home, right? So he just turned and walked away from me, which is fine. He didn't say anything. He just turned and walked away from me. And I guess he went on to the next person. But I can't stand that. And I know he's going to ask whomever he wants to ask but I hate being asked to give up some spare change. Okay, I hate that. So I pull over to the air pump for a few minutes, and I'm watching this guy, and he's walking through the pumps going to other people to ask them for money. Now, you know, unfortunately, we can't figure out if the guy really needs the money or if he's just hustling you. Can't figure that out. All right? Don't know that. So you have to say to yourself whether you're going to give him some money or not. I chose not to give him any money. Okay? So he went on about his business. I didn't see him anymore. I left before he did. My next scenario, I'm at Quick Trip again. This time I'm near my house. I see this car. I'm pumping gas, and I see this car come around the pump, and they pull up beside my car. I'm looking, do I know this person? She doesn't look familiar, okay? She doesn't look familiar, so I don't know what's going on. But she pulls up, and she's got a passenger in the car. And the passenger leans across her and says, I don't know if it's exactly what she said, but what I did hear is, can you help us with gas? We need gas. Can you help us with gas? So I told her, because I looked at her and I could see it was a black lady driving and a white lady in the passenger seat. And I could tell that they were dope heads. They were maybe on meth or something. But I could tell that they were dope heads. Because the black girl, she didn't say anything. She just let the white girl talk. But the black girl, her hair was all over her head. And she had no makeup on. And that's not really telling, but she had no makeup on. She was looking straight ahead. She wouldn't look at me. Okay? But the white girl, she was looking at me, of course, because she was asking me for money. Her teeth were all messed up. She had this stringy, very stringy hair. No makeup on, of course. And her face, her cheekbones were like sunk in. Okay? Those are some symptoms of drug abuse. Okay? So I'm teaching this too, right? Those are symptoms of drug abuse. Rotted teeth, broken face, hair hadn't been shampooed, washed, or whatever in days, maybe. Okay? And that's the way she looked. She looked like a dope head to me. Okay? So I said, no, I don't have any money for you for gas. And she sped off. All right? She stumped the gas and took off. Went around the pumps and went to the other side and pulled in and was talking to another customer. So I'm thinking, I'm like, okay, y'all need gas or gas money, but you're steady riding up your gas circling the parking lot at the QT. Something's wrong with that picture. Okay? You need gas, but you're riding around in your car, riding around the gas station in your car, asking people for gas money. The little gas that you do have, if that is true, okay, if that's true that you don't have any gas, then the little gas that you do have in your car, you're burning it up by riding around the gas station. If you don't have any gas, stop the car, get out, and ask people for money for gas. That was another thing I saw with that. If they need gas money, why they searching the parking lot in gas? Right? If I needed gas, I sure wouldn't be wasting it. Right? So that's another gas station hustler. Okay? Those girls didn't need gas. They needed money. So they could buy more what? Dope. But I don't want to use my money to buy someone else some dope. Okay? No. Not going to happen. Now, if you look clean cut and you come to me and say, hey, bud, I left my wallet at home. I just realized it. I need to try to get back to the house, but I don't have enough gas. Can you spare a couple of dollars to help me get back home? Now, I may reach in my pocket at that point and pull out a couple of dollars for that guy because I feel like that's genuine. But if you come to me with this story about not having any money for gas and your teeth all rotted out and you look like you've been up all night, I'm going to think you're a dopehead, and I'm not going to give you. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in and talk about this situation. The gas station and convenience store hustlers. Don't you hate them? Okay? And that's the way things go. They're all over the place. They're in all neighborhoods. And I'm sure that you have run into them as well. And, excuse me. I have about 2 minutes left in the show, guys. I'm going to go ahead and call it a day. But I do hope that you guys have a great weekend. Have a great Friday evening. Have a tremendous weekend. It's going to be nice Sunday, Saturday, and Sunday. So tomorrow and Sunday are going to be in the low 80s. Going to have 2 great days for your weekend. Okay? Now, I'll see you guys on Monday morning, 10:30 a.m., right here on the Frank Williams Show. Take care, guys. I'm over, and I'm out. See you.
Taking up my time.